now 10:46, and we are back in public session. We're on application for licensure 6A. We've had legal advice as to acceptance of an application for universal recognition license optician, Sabina Krasnov. Based on our legal advice, I will entertain a motion based off what we...
I still have a question. So there was just a different application that she filled out?
No, she filled out universal.
It's one of the ones.
But I'm confused. I thought there was only two kinds of applications. No. I thought there was a regular application and comedy. Yeah. So there's three.
The third one based on HB 2516.
She just filled out the wrong application.
I don't call it wrong, but it's your decision.
I don't think it was wrong. I think her intent was to become licensed universally.
Right.
Yes.
She thought she qualified for the universal recognition license.
So, but she's done all the stuff. She just needs to fill out the correct application. That's what I'm asking.
Going forward.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right. It's just
Arizona.
That. Yeah.
With this law the way it is.
I didn't even know there was...
So basically, she qualifies under a regular applicant. Regular. So let's just let her know that and call it a day.
Yeah. But we need to... Let's deal with A first. Let's move on and get this one resolved.
We're trying, but we just need it to come...
And just for the record, the board can't really advise anybody as to what they would need to do to get licensed. That's the board can simply review the application that's presently in front of them.
Okay.
That's something that the applicant would need to make sure they are qualified under whatever application they're filling out for the board.
Okay.
But we have to communicate to that applicant as to why they didn't meet the qualifications, and that's
certainly
where we can provide her the information. Can I entertain a motion for 6A?
I make a motion to deny.
I'd like, go ahead.
Go ahead, Susie.
Go ahead, Susie.
Are you sure? Okay. I would like to make a motion that we deny the application for universal recognition licensed optician from Sabina Krasnov based on HB 2569A1, as her license is not at the same practice level due to the non-dual licensure in the state of New York.
Thank you.
And I second it. Eileen Pettit.
Moved by Susie, seconded by Eileen. Any further discussion at this point? We will continue the discussion, I think, on 6A after we finish closing up the application issue. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Application for universal recognition is denied. I would like to ask Megan, as the chairman, if she would let her know the reason why it was denied based on the HB 2569 specific 1A that says it has to be the same scope of practice, and invite her to apply with normal qualification. I don't know what other discussion you can have with her other than explain why we can't approve it as it was applied.
That makes sense to me.
Because she did provide all the documentation over the other things, but the application was for the universal. Obviously, Megan, you have a question.
We have comedy application, and we have original.
It wouldn't be comedy. It would have to be original because it's not a state that has the same practice. She meets the requirements for our original license because she has practiced the number of years necessary. She has the written spectacle, the written contact lens, and the practical.
She
needs 18 years experience. She now has passed the written, or excuse me, the practical contact lens, which gives her the other one ingredient that she didn't get because she practiced in New York State.
Because
the contact lens practical. But it wouldn't be comedy because it's not an equal state.
Because her license would account for the ABO practical.
I have a question.
Her experience. That's 18 years of practicing as an optician.
But it accounts for that fourth component.
The practical, the spectacle that she took was with State of New York, not ABO and CLE.
With this cross-state issue that came up in the legislature last year, 18 years experience in the industry exceeds any practical test that anyone could give her with 18 years practice.
In my mind, the New York state license
has a tough license.
No. Fills the ABO practical component.
Yes, that's true.
New York state license, she had to do a practical.
She's got the NCLE, and she has her NCLE practical. So to me, she meets those four components.
Right.
Under regular, just not under.
She's licensed in the state of New York, so she had to take some kind of a, we don't know what the hands-on is, because I don't think any of us have ever been there, but I assume it's equal to what ours has been.
I would think so.
So she goes through regular, so she'll need to sit here.
No, she already has.
We don't sit for the board anymore here. She just has to put the application in. She has all the components.
She was the New York license plus the ABO practical. She did the NCLE practical. And she has her ABO and NCLE.
She's got a certification of passing the NCLE practical.
Okay, got it.
But that's not how she applied for her license. Right. So therefore, we need to have her apply as just a license applicant, I believe, because it's not comedy.
No.
It's not universal. Let's leave the third one, which is a license applicant.
So we accept New York as three components.
No, as one.
She has NCLE written. She's got documentation. There's documentation in that folder you showed.
I understand, but New York has taken ABO and CLE written, and with New York spectacle practical.
Right.
So she has three components.
And she has the NCLE practical.
Yes.
Too.
So this combination can be done as regular license application.
You have all the documentation necessary. It's just a matter of her doing it as just a license application, not a universal recognition, just because that's the bill. The HB 2569 doesn't allow us to accept her experience in New York because it's not comparable scope practice to what we have in Arizona. But she meets all the requirements to become licensed in Arizona.
Yes.
We just need to have it applied as she needs to apply for a licensed optician.
Sure.
And she's provided us all the other information we need, and it's just a matter of us approving it once we have the correct application.
Sure. Okay.
Makes sense?
I would caution the board chair not to say a matter of approving it, but rather it's a matter for the board to review it when they have the application in front of them.
When we get the correct
application. Maybe other material we're unaware of.
Right. Once we get the correct application, we can review it for approval. Can't be the one that we've got, I guess, legally. Okay, the other applications for licensure, 6B. I think we've got.
Okay.
Do you have your number of signatures on your applicants on 6B? You've got the four people you need signed?
Yes.
Okay, I just want to make sure you have them. Okay, let's go.
We'll make a motion to accept 6B, applications for licensed opticians, Adriana Trujillo, Alexandra J. Brashear Eccles, Ashley Noel Setkowski, Aniko Allen Otto, David Arthur Doman, Emma Bell Hinkle, Fatima Compazeri, Gianna Sharina Beckel, and Haley Louise Collins.
I'll second the motion.
It's been moved by Sherry, seconded by Terry to accept these applicants for licensure. Any discussions? All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed or any opposed? We now have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 9. 9 more new licensed opticians, the state of Arizona. Congratulations. You are all approved for your license. 6C, application for establishment license. This is the result of the consent agreement that we did earlier in the meeting. And we do have an application for an establishment license for Barnett Delaney Perkins Lakeside.
Okay, I will make a motion to accept 6C, application for establishment license, Barnett Delaney Perkins Lakeside.
I second it.
I'll second that.
Moved by Sherry, and we'll do this second. Let's say Suzanne. A little time delay gets to be hilarious, but it's fun. Moved and seconded to accept the application. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Application is accepted. They are now legal and licensed and everything. Welcome, Lakeside. Small little shop. Future meeting dates, nothing really outstanding looking at it. It's the first Wednesday, or actually the second Wednesday in January, because it's first Wednesday's the first, and we're not going to meet on the first. I wouldn't be able to attend. So we will start in January on the 8th, and after that will be the first Wednesday of every month, with the exception of July, and roll through 2020. Future agenda items, I don't believe we really have anything that we carried over. We've pretty well cleaned up all the ones from last month. So we'll look for
just ongoing contact lenses.
Absolutely. Contact lens and the rule review will be an ongoing future agenda item forever. Call to the public. Hello, public.
Holiday.
Great. Same to you.
Too.
It is now 10:58, and this meeting is adjourned.